We end our news stories with cuts to mobile libraries, and Bannon Poultry are to take on more than 100 workers. But first, a woman is hurt in a nasty city centre accident.
A woman was recovering in hospital after a terrifying daytime slashing incident in Norwich city centre. Emergency services, including an air ambulance, were called to King Street to report that a woman had been seriously assaulted. It later emerged that she had been taken to hospital, having been slashed across the neck. A man and woman were detained by officers for questioning in connection with the incident.
The countryside came to the heart of the city to share a celebration of the Norfolk Harvest with hundreds of urban visitors. Norfolk Harfest, run by the organisers of the Royal Norfolk Show, returned for the third time to promote the county's food and farming heritage at Norwich Cathedral. Visitors saw modern tractors and vintage combine harvesters parked outside the historic landmark and shopped for Norfolk's delicacies at a busy farmers market in the cloisters. There were also chances for children to have a close encounter with farm animals, including calves, goats, sheep and chicken, whilst listening to musical entertainment both inside and outside the cathedral.
Cuts to Norfolk mobile libraries have been agreed, which will see two fewer vehicles and some stops no longer called at. But Conservative councillors say that this was the fairest way to make savings. And one councillor said that the service provided up to now was more than you would expect. When it agreed its budget earlier this year, Norfolk County Council outlined how it wanted to reduce the budget for mobile libraries. The council has 8 mobile libraries, which visit 1,568 locations in the county. But from next year, it plans to cut more than 40% from the budget to run them. A review of the routes identified that 725 stops would be removed if it went forward. But a replacement proposal, which was agreed by County Hall's Communities Committee, will instead see mobile libraries visiting each stop every 4 weeks and removing 92 stops, which the council says are not currently used. Councillor Sarah Butcofer raised concerns that the cuts would contribute to social isolation. But the council says that pop-up libraries in village halls, community centres and churches are planned to encourage people to mix with others.
They look after the smallest but sickest patients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the NNUH. But for those who spend time in the neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU, the care given is more than just medical, as staff become extended members of the family. More than 130 of those who spent time in the NNUH-NICU came together to celebrate the staff, who many described as, quote, angels, and take what is hoped to be the biggest photo of NNUH-NICU families to have ever been taken. Each story told from the more than 100 families at Caister Hall Hotel showed overwhelming gratitude. While many babies, children and adults who had spent time on NICU were at the event, parents of those who never went home from the hospital were also represented with a balloon.
A cafe at Norwich Railway Station is to close and be replaced by a new Marks and Spencer store. Officers at Norwich City Council have given the go-ahead for the M&S Simply Food retail unit to replace the Pumpkin Cafe on the concourse of the station. Permission was granted to Allen Associates Architects Limited to make the necessary changes to the layout of the cafe, which will see the Pumpkin Cafe and seating area removed. In documents lodged with the City Council, the applicant said that the railway station sees about 2.5 million passengers pass through it every year. And they said, quote, the proposed M&S Simply Food will benefit passengers, providing a retail experience within the station concourse area. The railway station, which dates back to 1886, has listed Grade 2 status. But the applicant said that what they had proposed, refitting an existing area, would not detract from that.
Bannan Poultry is looking to take on 100 new workers just days after a rescue deal that saved the job of its 1,000 employees. Adverts have begun to circulate on social networks for the posts, which offer an immediate start at the Attleborough factory. The company was not immediately available for comment about the jobs, but a recruitment drive would support the positive noises made by new owners, Chesterfield Poultry. When the deal was announced, Chesterfield Poultry Chief Executive Nadeem Iqbal said his company was looking forward, quote, to continuing the legacy of the brand and quality poultry production in Attleborough. Martin Bromley's Chief Executive of Bannan Poultry had also assured the company's workers that their jobs would be safe and the new owners were keen to invest in the Norfolk site. An advert for recruitment company Taylor Made Sourcing, which operates across East Lancashire and West Yorkshire, said it is, quote, seeking a large number of poultry production operatives to work within Bannan Chicken Factory. The duties include production, packing, labelling and box cutting of chicken working within the feather room.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You're receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you're finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. Your readers this week were Bridget Cook and James McGarry on part one of the recording, and me, Richard Matthew, and Ree Chakraborty on part two. Stephen Cox was the sound recordist, and Sarah Lusher, the editor. That's all from Chatterbox this week. So from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.
And from me, Ree Chakraborty, goodbye.